The citizens of Bradford are really struggling with this epidemic, and it's nice to see the support from the community and how we're going to face this together by not just on an individual basis, but all of us. So with that, Mary.
Thank you. We'd like to thank you all for coming tonight. Thank everybody on the panel. We hope that you'll find this evening both educational and informative. I had a few folks ask me why we were going to have a town hall meeting like this. This is not uncommon. Many communities are doing the same thing. Because virtually every community in this country is facing the same problem, heroin or opioid epidemic crisis. Before I introduce the panel, I want to relate some of the, how we're going to kind of lay out the evening, some rules. The individual speakers are going to kind of give you a little bit of information or biography about themselves. Then they're going to speak before we move on to each individual speaker. We'd ask that you please save your questions for the end of the night, and we'll try to get to as many people as possible. We'd ask you to raise your hand, and someone will bring a microphone to you so that everybody will at least have a chance to ask one question. We don't want anybody to ask 10 or 20 questions, kind of monopolize the time. So we're going to try to limit the question-answer period to 15 or 20 minutes. That being said, I'd like to introduce our panel, starting at the end down here with Bradford City Police Chief Chris Lupo, Bradford Township Police Chief Rod Shipman, from the Drug Enforcement Agency, we have U.S. Attorney Marshall McGee, and Jim Higgins as well. We have Dr. Lamont made it. He's coming. Angie Ekstrom from Alcohol and Drug Abuse Services. Other guests include the Dean County District Attorney Stephanie Bedford Schaefer, Mrs. Catherine Cooney, Superintendent of Bradford School District, Ms. Kim Mooney, Superintendent of St. Brent's Catholic School, Fire Chief Eric Taylor, as well as others. That being said, I'll turn it over to Chief Christopher.
Each and every one of you for coming here tonight. It's sad to me that we have to be here for the purpose. However, I'm proud of the community. We're all coming together, and as a group, we're going to try to stop this epidemic. I call it an epidemic because that's exactly what it is. More citizens in Commonwealth of Pennsylvania died last year from drug-related overdoses than motor vehicle accidents. I call it an epidemic because our children, brothers, sisters, parents, friends, co-workers are all dying from this. An epidemic because a problem spiraled out of control faster than our services in this community could react. With that, my presentation to you is going to be based on the problems that we face as law enforcement in this issue. As you can see, the population of Bradford is only 8,630. However, our local police departments serve a population of 18 to 20,000. The average income here in our area is $29,000 a year with a poverty rate of 34.1. The City of Bradford Police Department has 16 patrol officers, 2 school resource officers, and the Chief of Police. There are many times we're covering the City of Bradford with only 2 officers. with assistance from Bradford Township with one or two officers on. And in 2015, the city alone handled 15,000 dispatch incidents. Over the last 20 years, Bradford's seen many of the same problems as the larger areas. Quite often, it's plaguing getting here. But when I started in the 90s, we were inundated with crack cocaine. And then in 2000, we saw a transition to prescription drug abuse. We've dealt with meth and basalt, just like the urban areas. But now we find ourselves in the middle of this heroin and fentanyl epidemic that has no end in sight. But the difference to everybody is that this drug is killing people, so it's got your attention. And that's why you're here. What we're facing here in King County is, when I came on the job, we'd see a low-level dealer out of Buffalo. They weren't real careful, they were pretty easy to catch. But over the years, they've seen that there's more profit here, the demand's here. They can make more money on a drug here than they can on the streets of Buffalo. We're getting a higher level of dealer with a harder criminal background and more violence. The other thing we rely on to fight the drug problem is informants. In King County, most rural areas of Pennsylvania, we're forced to use confidential informants. A confidential informant, I'm not going to read it right off the slide, but basically it's somebody that's already gotten arrested or something. Most likely, a drug-related crime, if they're going to be able to be an informant for a drug-related investigation. So you're asking these people to turn against their friends, family, loved ones, co-workers, and buy drugs for you so that you can prosecute them. When in McKean County, they're not normally facing a real harsh sentence for whatever that crime is to begin with. So you're asking somebody to do that when really all the cards are stacked against them. One more. In our department of 19, it's not like I'm going to be able to go myself, not shave, put on a dirty pair of jeans, and go into the local bar and buy heroin. So that's why we rely on informants. We don't have a budget that we could hire somebody, not put them out on the street, and let them blend in with the community. This year, I want you to look at. I don't know that any of the parents in this room that are not in law enforcement would know that if they found that in their child's dresser drawer, that that's a bag of heroin. It looks like a gum wrapper.
I'm not sure how many parents in this room would know that if your 19-year-old child had a burnt spoon next to their dresser, that you would know that was what it was for. So as the photos depicted, that's the stuff you need to be looking at. So I guess contrary to a lot of naysayers of the local law enforcement community, we're committed to this fight, not only to arrest the people, but to help the victims of the drug-related crimes, the addicts, and the families. Again, I appreciate you all being here. Hopefully you leave here with something more than you got here with. And I'm assuming if you're here, you're here to help us. Thank you.
Hopefully, working with the medical staff, we can determine what they have overdosed on, how much they have taken, when they have taken it. All these can be a matter of life or death in this epidemic. And again, it's not just heroin. It's mixed with, as you hear, the fentanyl, and it just continues to grow. So again, we ask that hopefully that information can get passed, that this Act 139, the Drug Response Immunity Act, is valuable, and that we all try to use it.